morning. This is Akashwani Kuhima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. The Wokha administration has signed a memorandum of understanding with three national research institutions to promote scientific farming, technological integration, and sustainable agricultural practices. The agreement, signed yesterday at the Banana Festival 2025, involves ICAR, National Research Center for Banana, in Tamil Nadu, IBSD in Imphal, and CSIR NAIST in Jorhat. Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar emphasized the festival's alignment with the One District, One Product initiative and Wokha's potential for banana-based enterprises.
There is a strong potential for value-added products such as chips, flour, fiber and handicrafts, which can offer new avenues for income generation and entrepreneurship. The vision has been set to position Wokha District as a premier hub for high-quality banana cultivation by promoting sustainable farming practices, strengthening research and innovation, enabling inclusive economic growth through enhanced productivity, value addition and assured market access.
The Naga People's Front, NPF, has expressed deep concern over an incident on October 20th along the Indo-Myanmar border near Longwa village in Mon district. Reports indicate Indian security forces carried out an operation targeting the residence of a senior NSCNKYA leader in Kamoy village, Myanmar, resulting in multiple deaths and injuries. The NPF expressed grief over the loss of lives and called for a thorough investigation to prevent further tensions and misunderstandings. The party urged authorities to prioritize peace, stability, and humanitarian concerns in the area. A two-day conference of chief electoral officers, CEOs, organized by the Election Commission of India, assessed the preparedness of officers of the CEOs of all states and union territories for the nationwide special intensive revision SIR exercise. The meet began yesterday in New Delhi and was presided over by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. The meeting is being held as a follow-up on the SIR preparedness conference organized last month, during which all the states and union territories gave detailed presentations on the number of electors, qualifying date of last SIR and electoral roll as per the last completed SIR. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, will deploy network survey vehicles in 23 states, covering 20,933 kilometers for the collection, processing and analysis of road inventory and pavement condition data of national highway stretches. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highway informed that the surveys will be carried out using a 3D laser-based NSV system capable of automatically capturing and reporting road defects like surface cracking, potholes and patches without any human intervention. The ministry added that the data collected will be uploaded on NHAI's AI-based portal, Data Lake, for analysis by a dedicated team of experts at NHAI. The GST budget Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Ladakh.
Under the revised tax structure, GST on handloom products including Pashmina wool, Namda rugs from Leh and Kargil have been reduced from 12% to 5%. This move has improved income stability for local herders and artisans, increasing the potential for export growth and encouraging the revival of traditional handicraft practices. Meanwhile, the tax rate on hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This step has also supported the growth of ecotourism and local homestay economy. Devang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And Adroit boys such as Zubza edged past Tehok FC 1-0 to win the opening match of the 9th edition of Captain N. Kangaroose Memorial Football Tournament 2025 at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Both sides displayed strong tactical discipline, with Nikedozo of Adroit boys scoring the winner in the 60th minute. In today's match, Aoyang FC Twensang will take on Lushe FC Peck, while Headhunters FC will face Detroit FC. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.